Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. In previous episodes, I've discussed the difficulties that evolutionists face when trying to explain how life randomly evolved on this planet. As a result, many evolutionists have become disillusioned with the idea that life could have arisen from non-living chemicals. Instead, some have tried to explain that life evolved elsewhere in the universe and then hitched a ride to Earth by a comet or meteorite. This is the panspermia theory. But how scientific is this theory? Well, scientists at the Center of Molecular Biophysics in Orleans, France, put this theory to the test in 2008. They simulated a meteorite re-entry by taking phosphoriferous rocks smeared with living hardy bacteria, Chorococcidiopsis, and embedded them on the heat shield of a returning Russian spacecraft. What was the result? Well, the bacteria burnt to a crisp. Here's what the article says, quote, "The Chorococcidiopsis did not survive, but their carbonized remains did. Thus, sedimentary meteorites from Mars could reach the surface of Earth, and if they contain traces of fossil life, these traces could be preserved. However, living organisms may need more than 2 centimeters of rock protection," end of quote. These scientists recommend a thicker shielding for the bacteria for the next experiment, but they fail to address the experiment's many assumptions, such as how the bacteria evolved on another planet, how they achieved spaceflight, and how they could survive the harsh conditions of space during transport, and then somehow they could survive atmospheric reentry, which they didn't make it in this case. And this somehow is more rational than a belief in a creator God that made life on this planet. Who says evolution doesn't require faith? To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca and tune in on our podcast, now available on all podcast platforms.